Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Remember, Natty Neidhardt in studio. We'll have some fun with her coming up at 1:20. Get her perspective on all this and also talk about her life in the wrestling ring with her new book out, The Last Heart Beating. So there is a, speaking of books, I mean, Jeff Passan, you got to see this, the article here, BT. It goes over everything. Obviously, I don't have enough time to read it throughout the course of the show. We were doing a show, but I'm getting a little bit of the cliff notes from it that it pertains to us. Okay, so the first little note, as of now, Jeff Passan of ESPN, you got to check out his article. It is on ESPN.com, Passan's MLB offseason preview, every signing or trade that he could see this winter.
I'm getting 90% wrong. Keep going.
So, yeah, I was going to say, doesn't mean it's gospel, but you have to admit, Passan, for what he does, is as good as anybody out there.
I would agree. Okay. He's a little dry for me, a little boring for me,
well,
style-wise.
Well, that's a different story. I'm
he's
talking
got
about
great info.
I'm talking about the information. Yep. First and foremost, both as of now, according to Passan in this article, the Mets and Yankees are both in on Kyle Tucker.
Wow. Okay.
As of now.
That's a little interesting to me.
I mean, if you want me to read you the exact thing, again, this is a huge, I'll just read you. It wasn't a big thing, but just saying as of now.
Okay.
He also references the Mets potentially stealing away Schwarber from the Phillies. But again, nothing concrete there.
Real quick on the Tucker thing, you have to almost, while my reaction was that of surprise, I don't think he'll be a Yankee, nor do I think he'll be a Met, but I guess you've got to do your due diligence in the event that the Yankees lose Bellinger and maybe he goes to the Dodgers and the Mets don't get Bellinger. You got to at least throw a line in the water with Tucker's reps to let him know, hey, we're here, we're kind of interested. So,
all right, I'll read you the paragraph here. Though Tucker makes sense for a Dodgers team in need of a productive outfield bat, sources said their interest is more likely to be on a high-dollar, shorter-term deal. Well, if that's the case, then you would think Tucker's not going to do that. Anyway, top free agents, particularly those Tucker's age at 29, rarely sacrifice years for dollars. Okay, he's confirming what I'm saying here. Tucker's desire, here we go. So he calls the Dodgers a longer shot. Tucker's desire to win will be a guiding principle, keeping the Yankees and Mets, despite the presence of their MVP caliber right fielders, Judge and Soto, in the mix for the time being.
So there's
at least a lot
decent
there.
Decent news to start.
Now some of the more intriguing stuff. This is what I found fascinating here. The Mets are in on Devin Williams. And they also are trying to pair him with Diaz. Quote, Williams has suitors from coast to coast, though the Mets are mulling the opportunity to sign Diaz and Williams to head up a bullpen in need of a total restructure.
What's your first reaction? I watch some pitch for my team. You like it?
I want him.
Have him in the eighth inning?
The thing about, well, I said this before, I don't think he's a good fit for the Yankees. Although if they brought him back, I wouldn't go nuts about it. I think he's a better fit for the Mets. And I respect what Williams did in New York in year one because he dealt with almost all of it. He was given the opportunity right from the get-go, lost the opportunity, worked his way back, got it again, faltered a little bit, but was able to right the ship and handle adversity in New York in real time, going through it on the mound. So, and I would expect to bounce back here. Again, bullpens are fickle. I'm not overpaying for him, but the idea of a Diaz-Williams bullpen, yeah, I'd sign me up for that.
You should, and don't forget the, as you know, the familiarity. Stearns, Brewers obviously knows his makeup, knows what he's all about there. He's proven that, you're right, he can battle back from, you know, some rough stuff in the New York market. Wouldn't be bad for the Mets. I don't need him back on the Yankees, but I would take him in the eighth inning and setting up Bednar and setting up Diaz. Yeah, that's good for the Mets if that happens.
I will say my gut feel, and you know, sometimes you think of these things at weird times. I'm just showering, giving thought to what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
I think Diaz is coming back. I don't think there's any way the Mets lose Diaz. I think he, push comes to shove, wants to be here. And I think the Mets are going to give him at least close to what he wants, if not what he wants. I don't think Diaz. It's just the trumpets, the whole thing, whether I think that's nonsense or not. I could see P leaving. I don't see Diaz leaving the Mets. I don't think he goes.
What about the insurance? And I've always said, by the way, that I think one of the two is gone. And I think there's more of a chance that Pete is gone. I've thrown out the Red Sox. We'll get to that, I'm sure, as well. What about the thought you sign Williams with the intention to pair him up with Diaz, but if Diaz bounces or bolts, well, now you got Devin Williams to step in.
I mean, I wouldn't want Diaz
security.
I wouldn't want him as my close. I don't think it's a bad thought. I think the idea of pairing them is where would get me excited. The idea of Williams being your primary closer, that doesn't, I'm less excited about that.
As you should be.
I could survive that. Put it this way. If the Mets went and traded for Skubal and signed Bellinger and brought back Alonso, would I be okay with Williams being... And they signed Ranger Suarez, would I be okay with Williams?
You better be.
I'm just saying, yes, if he's replacing Diaz in that regard, I don't think that they're going to make all those moves, so I would want Williams back in addition to Diaz. And I just, for whatever reason, and this is not based on any insight or intel whatsoever, sometimes they'll give you opinion based on that and I wouldn't say it. This is just a total gut feel, you know, sifting through some things and doing a little common sense. I would be shocked if Diaz left the Mets. All right, couple more here. There's probably a lot more. I don't even see any Pete notes as of yet, but there are. He goes over every player.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big quote here, though. The Mets are blowing up plenty. It's not just Luis Angel Acuna or Mark Vientos or Brett Beatty, meaning those are the guys that we always talk about they got to get rid of. He references Nimmo and Jeff McNeil that they can also be had. So think about that. The Mets are making Acuna, Vientos, Beatty, Nimmo, McNeil, all available, as they should. It doesn't mean all are going to get traded, but that's the type of mess that I want to see be cleaned up. In addition, Kodai Senga as well, he is, quote, extremely available, and multiple executives expect him to be traded this winter as the Mets look to overhaul their rotation.
See, the Mets aren't at the point where you come in and you throw some nice expensive doorknobs on and, you know, maybe you throw a little, you know, aesthetical pops here and there, a nice little painting. Like, they're not a finished product. I mean, to me, the Mets need to level the foundation of the home. Now, if you do that, the good thing is that you've got, whether it's McClain, obviously a Soto, a good young system, and a lot of money, and desires to get Skubal and others, like, it could be built up to a beautiful home fast, but if they just tweak and just kind of rearrange them, Mets aren't going to win. Like, they have to do this.
I'm just trying to read through this in real time. Okay, he goes over the Boris 3. This is really a great article. I mean, if you care about anything baseball and information, Jeff Passan has you covered on this baseball article for ESPN here. And it's going to take some time to read it, so bear with us here. Goes over the Boris 3, Bregman, Alonso, Bellinger. The Yankees would like a return engagement with Bellinger, particularly if Trent Grisham rejects a qualifying offer. We'll know today. The Blue Jays see him as a perfectly good alternative to Tucker. So the Blue Jays are going to be on Tucker. If not, then they're going to go after Bellinger. The Dodgers, who non-tendered Bellinger 3 years ago, have expressed interest as they pursue the outfield market. Red Sox love Bregman. Alonso's willingness to play designated hitter offers the sorts of avenues for a first base only mindset wouldn't. So that's going to keep things open. Quote, he could stay with the Mets, move up to Boston, bring Cincinnati the big bat it desperately needs, or potentially Baltimore. Those are the teams that he references, saying for all three, the expectation of a big dollar deal is high. How quickly they materialize will shape the winter ahead. So, I mean,
well, and think about this, Sal. It's what, November 18th? I mean, you know, obviously he signed in February, but November 18th, I mean, outside of the Mets, was anybody connected to Pete? We didn't get Toronto till later in the winter, right?
Right.
So now we're throwing four teams around. I think
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think there's a really good chance he's going to be with Boston. but I really think it all.
Can they get Pete and Bregman?
Well, that's where I was going to go.
Like they should.
I'm going there. Like I was reading some stuff and I heard some clips from some of the Boston, radio shows yesterday. Like there's a thought, and I was subscribing to this as well. If they don't get Bregman, well, then obviously it really opens up a door for Pete. You got rid of the Devers money. They've got a window with a lot of young, cheap, interesting players. And we saw against the Yankees, they needed an infusion of pop here. Their lineup is pretty thin, and Pete would be perfect playing at Fenway. But it's the Red Sox, dude. We're talking about like it's the Pirates. You should be able to go Bregman and Pete Alonso. It doesn't seem like they're willing to do that. Now, if Bregman, if we wake up in 3 weeks or a month and Bregman 5 years, whatever, with the Red Sox, then I think Pete returns to the Mets. If we wake up and it's Bregman 5 years with whomever and it's not the Red Sox, then I think Pete goes to Boston.
This is such a big article here. Do we have like an intern who could just give me cliff notes? I can't read this whole thing.
No, we have barely anybody to even cut up the tape.
And if we did have an intern, would you trust him to read the article and come up with the right stuff, him or her?
I like to read stuff for myself.
Yeah,
now, you cut up the tape, and I'll trust you there, but I got to read my own stuff.
Well, because we have
unless you're reading it, which I'm listening to.
I'll give you one more here. Going over the top end free agent starters, Framber Valdez, Dylan Cease, Tatsuya Amai. We've heard about him. Interest in from the Mets Yankees. Considering the wide swath of teams prioritizing starting arms, the Mets, Cubs, Red Sox, Orioles, Blue Jays are all playing in the top of the market sandbox. So, I mean, at least that's encouraging from a Mets fan perspective. Not that we didn't expect this, but there's thought that David Stern just doesn't like the high-end starting pitching, especially free agency.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are playing the high-end sandbox as they should.
Yeah, absolutely. Uncle Stevie's got a little company in that sandbox here. Better dust off the checkbook, which he's certainly going to do,
I would imagine,
he did a year ago.
And then it's a matter of getting the right one. It's not just playing in the sandbox.
Sure.
You got to make sure you pick the right one there.
Right, let's get the Grisham stuff out of the way. I'm just praying he doesn't resign with the Yankees. Now, I really am. I'm dead serious. The more I think about Trent, I want nothing to do with Trent Grisham, who before last year was basically a 200 hitter with a sub-700 OPS. Now, I know not everybody gets excited about defensive metrics, but 34 home runs, perfect fit, perfect Yankee, he fits well. Dude, I don't envision him. First of all, he's not a leadoff hitter, and you said when this came up a month or so ago, put him seventh. I don't even want him seventh. I want Trent Grisham to bounce. My prediction, he's not going to sign this qualifying offer, which I believe will be great for the Yankees. And I think he's going to get like 4 years between 60 and 70 from somebody. Because if you're Grisham, sure, you made $5 million a year ago, so a $22 million qualifying offer is very good. But there's a good chance there's no baseball next year. So don't you think about that. If he takes the 1 year 22.
Then he's going to have to set out another year.
Exactly. You want to bank, whether it's 50, 60, 70, over 3 or 4 years, which he's going to get. As a center fielder, granted, is a little slippage defensively. Somebody's going to overpay for him.
I think
he's back.
I'm sorry, BT.
It's all good.
I think the Yankees made that decision hoping, if not knowing, that he was going to turn it down.
And or insurance for Bellinger, but we won't know about Bellinger before the decision's got to be rendered.
It's just a smart move for the Yankees saying, okay, well, worst case scenario, we get him back at a cost that we think is good to have a valuable center fielder. They could always trade him.
Yeah, they could trade him.
If they needed to. But also doing it with the idea he's probably not going to take it, and why wouldn't we want the draft pick? Like, the risk from the Yankees' perspective is, like, you were upset when they offered him the qualifying offer.
Yes.
Because you're like, I don't want this guy back at $20 million a year.
Well, let me tell you the reason why I was upset, because I spoke to somebody with the Yankees, and they really didn't know what they were going to do. They didn't know if they wanted to.
Right. But why did that make you upset?
Because then when they did it, I mean, the reluctance on their end that was communicated to me, once they offered him, was offset. I didn't want him. I thought, based on the conversation, that there was more a lack of interest than an absolute interest. So when they did it, I'm like, it doesn't jive, more importantly, with what I'm thinking, and it didn't seem to jive with what was initially presented to me.
Who did this, Hop?
What is this?
We got cliff notes here.
Ooh.
Who did it?
Did this?
Wait a second. And Hop, you got to come on the air and explain.
This?
How did you do this? You read the passing article?
No, it's got to be AI generated.
You had some kind of you had some kind of cheat sheet here. This is cliff notes. This is great. This is what we need.
This is what Tommy does for the afternoon show.
First of all, Tommy is not that smart to do what I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did go to
AI.
Oh, come on. This is an AI thing?
I told you it was AI. Yeah. Yes, Cliff Notes. It's
AI
Cliff
Notes. I took the whole article and I put it in there.
There you go.
Well, so you had access to the article. I think it's a pay thing, is it not? Or no?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, but either way, you had access to the article?
I had access to the article. Well,
how then don't you know if it's pay or free?
I've just been logged in. All my accounts are logged in here, so maybe I still have access to it. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, so you took the whole article, copy paste.
Yes.
Put it into AI.
Into Gemini was the one I used.
Okay,
yes.
Whatever.
And you said what? Condenses to the most pertinent material? How do you actually do that?
I said, give me all the Mets and Yankees bullet points.
Give me the good stuff.
That's all I said.
And it comes out with this?
Look at this. This is sick.
Can I tell you? 10 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
I'm fumbling around here for 10 minutes trying to sift through an encyclopedia from Jeff Passan. Yeah. You get 10 seconds, you print out the bullet points?
I didn't know you wanted it. I thought you had it open.
You didn't know I wanted it. I thought you had it all prepared.
I understand. I thought you had it all. You've been teasing this for an hour. Now, I thought you had it all prepared.
The one thing you would notice, BT, I can't do Cliff Notes like AI in 10 seconds.
We're doomed to society. You're really big picture. Oh, God. Go ahead. I know.
The one thing you would notice is this sheet is dominated by Mets news and notes.
Well, because
here.
The Mets have more to do.
Yeah,
so
I'm just saying it should be. That's what we were saying before, kind of the notes that came in.
Now, hold on, though. I got to finish my thought on Grisham.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right.
That's all good. So, number one, I think he's vastly overrated. The defense worries me. I don't think he'll replicate in 2026 what he did last year. So, you're paying a premium for a guy who's not that guy. That's just my opinion. But the other thing, you know, I mean, I don't think it would preclude them from also paying for Bellinger. It better not. I mean, how? And it won't, so I'm not even going to go nuts. It won't, but if it did, I'd go nuts. But there's still the Bellinger element. And listen, we can sit here and say, well, Dominguez and Jones, I want an answer on these players. If Grisham comes back, and Bellinger, who I believe will, Belly's in left and Judge in right, here we go again, the same song and dance. Unless you trade Dominguez and Jones or whatever, you know, for a school ball, well, that's different. And maybe they had that up their sleeve. But Grisham, number one, is not as good as people think, and he complicates the future that I'm willing to roll the dice on a little bit. I want to see Dominguez play a little bit more. I do. Now, he might be, I don't think he'll ever be overwhelmed because there was enough evidence that he can at least hang. Now, and I'm not saying he's going to be a star, but I'd like to get more of an answer. I mean, you can't keep kicking him down the road.
Well, why,
Grisham, get out of
here. Why can't Grisham had a big year. Why can't Dominguez play in the minors until you find out what he is?
Well, I think he's past that. Is he? Yeah. I mean, he had 20-something steals. It's not like he hit .210. He had a pretty decent year.
But, BT, that's the problem. That's the problem. What? That's where we fundamentally disagree. You're accepting less than what he was supposed to be. I'm saying I want to get him fully acclimated in the minors. We don't know what position he can play. He can't, actually.
They're not going to put him in center, much to my chagrin, but it just seems like they're not going to do that, so I got to get over it.
Why do you think they're not going to do
that? Well, I mean, they don't think that he could play center, obviously.
And he could barely play left field, so the idea of him playing center, my point is he doesn't have a position. Well, maybe that's something he can get better at in the minor leagues, just like maybe he can get better at... When you say send him down to the minors, it's like, oh... How dare you consider sending the Martian down to the minors? I'm not saying you specifically. I'm saying there's a thought like when you send anybody
down. Disrespectful.
To anybody. The Mets send Alvarez down because he wasn't cutting it.
Or even the Volpe conversation we had a year ago.
It's the same thing. I would want to send them down, guess what, to get them better.
Yeah.
So when you bring them up here, you slot them in and away we go. Not let's see what they are at the big league level while you're trying to win a World Series. This isn't Pittsburgh.
Believe it or not, I'm not that fundamentally opposed to what you think. I just don't believe that what he needs to get better at is going to be really properly addressed in the minors. I mean, you know, there's a way to attack the outfield. You know, yeah, sure, you want to see the ball off the bat in game situations, but you can replicate some pregame stuff and, you know, slice the ball. The way they hit fungos, you can get a sense of if he could at least play left field a little bit on a slightly better than rudimentary level. And I'm intrigued by his speed. He's the fastest guy on the team. And I do think there's some blossoming power. Again, I don't know if he's even here. He could be dealt for Kwan, which I'd love. I don't know if he's here. I don't know if he's going to fizzle out. I do think there's another level beyond, you know, what we saw last year. But I'm going to stop there. Not two levels, not three, not four, not superstar, not Martian. I never call him that. You know that. I just want us. I want an answer. And if Grisham is here, I don't get my answer. That's all I'm saying. I want an answer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This article is going to blow up throughout the course of the day, and everybody's going to be talking about it because there's a lot of rumors and rumblings, especially here as it pertains to both the Mets and the Yankees. 888-808-1019.
Yeah, and along those lines, you know, whether it's maybe stealing Schwarber or the Alonso stuff or being open to trading Nimmo or going out and getting pitchers, maybe Devin Williams and Kyle Tucker and maybe trading Senga, there is a lot of meat on this bone. We'll get back to the calls. I don't know if there's a chance that this is like one of these you know, tricked up accounts, whatever. But I've heard enough about this where even if it isn't real, it's not out of bounds to ask the question. All right. Now, I don't remember there not being like these little barriers or these little partitions at the urinals at Citi Field. I don't remember. And I've been to Citi Field at least since it opened probably 20 times all these years, right? And I don't care. Like, I got to go to the bathroom. I don't care who's next to me. I don't care how much room I have. I don't care if there's 15 people behind me. I got to go. I unzip. I go. Are these partitions that big of a deal? Why is everybody complaining about this?
This sounds like a 3-hour queue. You should have saved this one for tomorrow.
I should have, but it's newsworthy, provided I didn't get bullsacked on this Twitter account.
Who's complaining about?
Everybody's complaining about this.
I have not heard.
Right?
Well, here's the deal, right? So they redid all the bathrooms at Citi Field, and they look all beautiful and whatnot. And basically,
when you're talking about recently, or
no, and when they made Citi Field, they made these beautiful, gorgeous bathrooms.
And there are no partitions.
Right. And they basically look like you're going into like a cone that's upside down. That's how you're going to the restroom.
Yeah.
But there's no dividers. There's no spacers. There's no nothing. So it's like that to me is like step one. When you build the bathroom, you got to build the dividers.
Oh, so you want the divider?
Well, I mean, there's no reason not to.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'm a divider person.
You don't get stage fright.
I don't get stage fright, but it's more just like, if I got three... Listen.
I don't want anybody looking at my business.
It's not even that, dude.
It's not even that? It's all that.
That's what it's all about if you want one.
Yeah, but
what do you mean it's not about that?
My issue is...
What, germs?
Yes. Dude, hold on. when you have a packed house and you got 20 stalls or urinals or whatever, and you got 20 dudes elbow to elbow, you know, going in a restroom.
Splashing
around. What are we doing here?
Have you ever gone to, I forget if they have it at Fenway, but it's definitely at Wrigley.
This is the one I will draw the line. Now, I went. That's the worst.
It's
like the communal circus or circle.
Yeah, it's one just like big that bucket much.
That's go
do your thing.
Nah, that's,
but it's basically the same thing. Fun. This is just like the next step up. This is just a much cleaner, fancier version of a trough when you have no partition.
That's what I'm looking for. No, I'm not saying that it's not cleaner, whether it's it pops a little more, nice little tile, it seemed like a lot of people weren't about the germs. It was more about the lack of being able to do what they have to do with some privacy. And that just never bothered me. Like, I was at MetLife the other day. Just go to the bathroom. I don't care if there's 150 people out the door. Who's next to me? I got to go.
Yeah, I need privacy myself. I'm more of a... Now, if you ask me, would I rather Steve Cohen spend... How much do you think it would cost to put all those partitions up?
Nothing. You can reach into his pocket, get the lint, and pay for it with whatever else is in his pocket.
Would I rather the partitions be put up throughout the course of Citi Field or the Mets go out there and be big spenders in free agency? I'll deal with using the bathrooms the way that they are right now. I'd rather have the team be built better.
Okay, now I will tell you, though, the one time that I wish there was a partition, and I may have mentioned this a long time ago, was when I was in Vegas, and I'm at a urinal, and there's no barrier. And I kind of feel like, I don't know, somebody's clothes kind of like leaning over to me. So I look over and it's Rodman. And I got a look. And I felt
very... See, that's what I mean.
I felt very small. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, that was actually scarring.
BT and Sal, all the fan, 888. Yeah, much like this conversation now. BT and Sal, all the fan, 888-808-1019. We have the list of free agent stuff. We also have some Abdul Carter stuff to get to. But Brian in Alpen wants to chime in, BT. Maybe he could help you out here. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, guys, I can't believe I'm actually calling about this topic. But I'm a PSL holder for the Giants. And MetLife Stadium does not have dividers in that billion-dollar monstrosity that's over there. And I think it's terrible, especially when you have kids going to the bathroom. There needs to be a divider up at those urinals, especially when you're spending that kind of money to go to the bathroom there. I'd love to challenge Giants and Jets management to go to the bathroom during halftime or during the game to see what it's like for them.
Yeah, well, I just don't like... I'm sorry, go ahead there.
I was going to say the kids is a different element. That I would agree with, you know. But, okay, all right.
Well, don't kids go in the stall?
No, I mean, Colt goes to the urinal.
All right, but those
sometimes they have the bigger ones, smaller ones.
Now
I
just don't understand where this is coming from. I have not seen this is on social media right
I've
now.
I've seen this for years. Oh yeah, and by the way, Citi Field's not the only one where you've heard a common complaint about.
So
this.
So is this coming from your experience at MetLife recently? I'm curious why.
No, because I've heard about it for a couple of years. I saw an article where I thought the Mets committed to putting barriers up.
Oh,
admittedly, I may have been ball sacked. I thought it was interesting to throw out there for 3-4 minutes.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem you don't want to do the bit. Hoff is willing to do the bit.
I think we did do the bit. I just think the timing of the bit is odd, is what I
meant. Well, no, we're talking about the Mets.
There was something yesterday. Someone was trolling around like David Stern's like Twitter account, but he doesn't have one. But basically being like, hey, guys, don't worry about it. It took care of all your needs. We've installed the barrier.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now. He goes, them Met fans, we appreciate the passion. You spoke. We listened. Urinal dividers will be installed across the ballpark for the 2026 season. We hope Citi Field is a better experience for everybody.
So that's where it came from.
Yeah, of course.
That's not legit?
No, that's not legit.
No, it's a fake account.
That's all I was asking. I'm like, what the hell made you come up with this now?
Where did I pull it out? I didn't pull it out of left field, and I know that that's one of those fictitious accounts or whatever, but Met fans have complained about that. And by the way, Yankee fans too. MetLife. The guy just called up. He wants dividers.
We've definitely had this conversation before because it has been an issue. The first time I walked into the bathroom at Citi Field, beautiful blue and orange floor and the different design that they have in there, and then I'm like, wait a second. Where are the dividers here? This is a problem. I don't want to be... They have it at the Garden as well. Although, no, Garden actually might have dividers now that I think about it, but it is certainly...
Garden has dividers, trust me. I'm very versed in this recently, especially when I take my kid around, too, because, again, like the kid.
A little different with the kids. I do admit that.
We had an issue. Hoff had an issue last night with his kid. We go into Raw. The guy's taking us to our seats. We're walking through, like, the suites.
Barely walked in.
We barely get in. Beautiful section, the suites, and I'm like, oh, man, this is great. I've never even seen this area. His son gets a bloody nose. He's like, I'm sorry, guys. So then the guy who was taking the source, he had to take other people. Then I had to wait. We had to wait for, he had to go, clean Anthony up. No, that's what he was saying. He was saying sorry. Everybody understood.
Oh,
but it was just,
man. How long did it take for Ant to recover?
About 5 minutes. It wasn't bad.
5 minutes. Did Camp Scatterboo pop him? I mean, he gets it that frequently, huh?
It was cold out. Maybe
he gets that. Yeah,
he was playing basketball for an hour. We left right from there to go down to the city. So maybe the weather. And then,
I don't know how it happened. I'm going to blame Hoff. I think somehow a piece of gum got loose. I ended up sitting on gum.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful, dude.
Did you get it off your pants?
No. How do you get gum off your pants?
His left side was just a line of blue gum.
No. Yes. And like when you stood up, did it like stretch like the accordion where you get like a spider web of gum?
I'm like, what the hell is this? And I go to feel it. I'm like, oh, no.
And then you got
to
touch the gum.
Yeah. I did. It was a mess. I touched the best that I could.
You guys are a mess. Bloody nose, gum on your ass.
All right,
where the hell were you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie. Hoff, what do you have for us on this Tuesday?
All right, well, let's start with BT.
Yep.
So we were just talking a little bit off air about AI and whatnot.
Mm.
Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth, BT. David Stearns will use a baseball version of AI to build the 2026 Mets roster?
he might be tempted, but I'm going to say a bald-faced lie here. I know that he's well-principled in what he believes. He's also a very smart guy. Whether or not I agree with the entire direction of how he builds the Mets remains to be seen. And so far, one good year, one bad year. I'm going to say a bold-faced lie, but as I'm saying this, I don't know if there's something at your disposal to make it easier. I'm just going to stop and say bold-faced lie, but I guess I can't put it past him. I don't know. Kind of in between on that one, Sal.
I mean, do you think, here's the way that I would ask it before I answer. Do you think that Major League Baseball front offices in any way, shape, or form use AI?
I would think they probably do.
Me too.
Yeah.
And that is why I can't just say no, because if I believe that they're using it, which it could be helpful. I mean, I'm looking at this list that Hoff brought out with the highlights of the Mets and Yanks from the past encyclopedia article that he just wrote. And I think back to the days of where I was working with Francesa, and imagine Mike being like, guys, could you get me, Sal, get me the Cliff Notes. It would take me years to do this. I'd be back there nervous, like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? I have to read the whole article probably multiple times, then take the notes on any time that it pertains to the Mets and Yankees. It would take me all day to do this. And Hoff got it done in 10 seconds. So I don't know if it would be the worst thing in the world to use AI. I don't think he's going to build his baseball team like that.
Well, think about this, though. You have all these analytical statistics that nobody knows. It's FIP and all this other crap. You just put them all into an engine and say, give me the best player.
I have a question for you. I know this is a different segment, but if you just typed in right now on AI, expected contract Trent Grisham, it would spit back an answer, right? I'm curious what the answer is.
No, I have to put some other information.
Oh, you would? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
You have to feed it information.
But they don't know what he's thinking. Like, you can't go into Trent Grisham's brain. I mean,
No. I don't mean that. I mean, what you take previous comps and you kind of read the market based on
saying we think he
qualifying
could get,
or for age.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you throw in all the analytics that they have of like all the defense, all the offense, what other guys are.
Yeah.
You put that all in there, and they're gonna say, boom,
he's worth 60 mil.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. There you go.
So, all right.
I think he's going to do it.
Yeah, he's not building a team like that. By the way, I got some interest. I was just texting with an industry source, and I got some interesting notes as it pertains to Alonzo. We'll do that after the segment.
Go ahead. Ooh, okay. Yeah. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Sal.
Yeah.
Jonathan Quick had every right to attack Mason Appleton after putting the puck in the net at the end of the game horn.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You didn't see that? No, 2 days ago.
I know Jonathan Quick is a Ranger. I did not see this. What happened? Explain
so basically, Mason Appleton was coming down the horse.
Who is Mason Appleton?
He's on the Detroit Red Wings.
Thank you. Okay.
Sorry about that.
I mean, come on.
I thought you knew.
Yeah. Mason Appleton? I know Jonathan Quick. I don't know Mason Appleton. Okay,
so it was a 2-1 game. They were coming down, horn blew, end the game, and he put the puck in the net after the horn had sounded. So as they were just skating by, just celebrating the win, Jonathan Quick came and just sucker punched him.
He did?
That's a disrespectful thing?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Jonathan, I'm going to look at
him. If you said like Steve Yzerman or Chelios or what a Shanahan, whatever, like, I'm all over it. I'm going to say that I'm with Quick here. Bullface. Now, but how did you frame the question? He was out of bounds?
No, I said he had every right to attack him.
Bullface truth. Yeah. Now, I just want you know more about this than I do. Like, what is the protocol here? Assuming you don't do that. Otherwise, Quick, who's been around forever, wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have acted that way if it wasn't really against, you know, hockey protocol or ethics. So it seemed like the, what's his name? Mason what?
Mason
Blumley?
So basically, and I will to the beginning of the season, I think it was Yuri Saros who, with the National Predators, they did an introduction, and everybody from the Ottawa Senators, Saros is on the Predators, everyone from the Senators went and got introduced through his goal crease, and he was pissed.
Oh, 100%.
So he was like livid, and he kind of, I think, gave some jabs and stuff like that. So
as he
it's
should.
Like, that's like their territory. You can't tread on that.
That's their domain. I mean, that's like Billy Smith back in the day with the Isles. You come to the crease, you're getting whacked with that coho. Right? He's going to hit you hard. He did.
Apparently an unwritten rule. I had no problem with Jonathan Quick doing it.
And nice.
I'm just reading some of the quotes about it.
I respect it.
He was talking about it matter-of-factly after the game. He's like, this is nothing. I wasn't mad at anything that happened during the game. This is it. You can't do it.
Nice.
You all saw what happened. The horn goes a couple of seconds. He shoots it in the net. I don't know why they were surprised. That's usually the response when something like that happened.
That's a great answer.
Boys jumped in, did the right thing.
That's an even better answer. That's great. A little team unity, a little team bond in here.
That's tremendous. I love Jonathan Quick even more after this one.
Hoff, did he fire it with juice or did he kind of flick it in soft? Just out of curiosity.
I think it was like a soft whatever, but still, you can't do it. It's like taking a shot at the end of the game in NBA. Like, you know, there's no reason for it. You don't have to
do
it. Like, if the time is winding down, and you want to try to hit a buzzer beater, but you're up by 50. Like, why are you doing
it? You don't pad the stats.
Yeah, exactly. And final one, Ballface Live, Ballface Truth, speaking of basketball, the Nets will win less than 10 games a season.
I got to be honest. I'm going to say Ballface Truth. They stink. There is not a team that I care less about than that team. I get in the car. I hear them on. I hear them. I flick the station within a second. I hear them in an update. I tune out. I see an article. I move within a nanosecond. I could not care less.
The 2-11
about the Nets.
They're playing the Celtics tonight. That should be a good one.
Yeah. You know, I actually tried to get tickets for that game. One of the producers at SNY, big Celtics fan. So I asked, hey, if nobody's using the tickets, whatever. Sometimes like, oh, no, people can use it. Sales, you know, maybe clients or whatever. I'm like, oh, no problem. And then they get back to me, hey, can't do 4. Can you use 2? And I asked my friend Dave, and he's like, sorry, can't do it. It's going to take the family. I found out that somebody else, an on-air host, also put in for tickets.
Over here, right?
Yes.
I think I heard Evan talking about it. Oh, no, wait. It was Loogie or Sean?
No, it was Evan. Evan, who has season tickets to the Nets, also put in for that same game.
Well, he should get them. He's a Nets fan. He should get them over you. You're not a Nets fan.
He has his tickets. Own season tickets, and they're not even for him. He's doing the same thing I was. Now, to credit sales, they did not pick a side. They said split it, 2-2. I said, just let Evan have it. He has everything else. Just give it to him. Go ahead. The rich get richer. Go ahead. Little old me, Sal. I'll sit here and tell my buddy, no, I'm sorry. I can't help you out because Evan and his season tickets are not enough. He's got to go into the bank for more Nets tickets. So, go ahead. Just give them to Evan.
Yeah, get free food. Now, the game is tonight.
Yeah, they play today.
I'll tell you. I mean, I actually respect your willingness. Like, so you were at Raw last night. You wanted to go.
No, I wasn't going to go.
Oh, I got you.
I was getting them for my friend.
Okay,
the same
gotcha.
Thing with Evan. He's getting them.
No, I got you. Yeah, I misunderstood the first part about you. So,
no, I have no interest in going.
I was going to say, go to the Nets game tonight?
Last year to hang out with Mike from Edison Heating and Cooling.
I remember when you did that.
Yeah. So,
but he's done work for you. You guys
I
have
love
a business
him. Yeah, he's
relationship.
A great guy.
Your buddies.
That's different.
That's
right?
Different than Evan Mouchin. Yeah, the more I hear about this, I got to jump on Team Sal.
I get back to the AI stuff? Somebody hit us up on Twitter with the AI overview of Trent Grisham's projected contract.
See, there's something. I'm going to say 4 years, 60 mil. Go ahead.
4 years, 66 mil. And but then also a 4-year, 90 mil deal.
He's not getting 90. There's no way.
They vary from 466 to 490.
Dude, I'm right in the neighbor. I said 460? And AI spat out 466?
466
I'm almost as smart as AI. Why do you need AI when you got BT?
Yeah.
You're good.
Who needs AI when you got BT? Jesus. I like that. All
Let's
right.
get the Alonzo stuff. What do we got?
You want it now?
You know is it good?
By the way, check your text.
Check my text?
Yeah.
Should I check this?
No, you're not on this one, my friend. I'm sorry. You get a group text there, BT?
No! Hey, here we go.
We just can't.
Oh, I know your hat. Oh, I don't want you going to that party.
Oh, my complaining finally worked.
Dude, tell everybody who it's from. Go ahead.
Well, A-Rod's guy, not A-Rod himself.
A-Rod's cousin, not his guy. It's his cousin.
Wow, okay.
Great guy.
His cousin. Yeah, he shot a text saying, all right, let's try to make this a group chat this time so there's no
miscommunication.
Slips through the cracks with miscommunication. And we got a little invite. We got an invite. I know you already had it.
Yeah, me and Jen, yes.
Okay, but now the invite has been extended to we.
All right.
We are invited to A-Rod's.
Does it have
Christmas
a date on it yet? Because he didn't tell me the date.
No, he wants the emails. I guess there's going to be an email invitation.
An official. How fancy is this thing going to be at A-Rod's crib?
I don't know, but I'm excited. I don't care
so
if we're working or not. I'm taking off for that. All right, so... Sorry to, I mean.
No, that's funny. I didn't see it. I don't look at my phone during the show.
I didn't want to jump in.
I got you.
The Christmas party one. I was just saying about the
I mean, now you weaseled your way in with my relationship with A-Rod.
See, maybe this wouldn't have happened if you just took me to the premiere like we were supposed to. If you let me know about that invite.
Well,
maybe
I think it would have happened anyway. Because think about this. I was sick, for those who forgot.
Yeah.
I didn't purposely try to omit my partner. No, I did take half an L. I dropped the ball. Okay. I got the text from Alex, and then from his cousin.
Yeah.
And I was too sick to say, hey, by the way, you know, maybe Sal could go. Whatever. I did own that a little bit. Of course, everybody at the station called me out, so I really had no choice but to own it. Boomer, you know, dump it on me in the morning. You dump it on me, so I had to own it. But if you would have gone, and say if I did do the right thing and you went, even though I was sick, you would have been going to the Christmas party anyway.
I don't want it to feel like I'm intruding on your thing with him.
Well, luckily I have the confidence, you know, like, you know, when you date somebody, I was there first.
Yeah.
I was
right. I really
get to know Alex first.
I really don't care, but you better believe I'm going to that Christmas party, baby.
Hey, unlike you and Evan and whoever else at the station was dating that one girl. I don't know who was first. You know, somebody was first, somebody was fourth.
Al as well. All right.
Al Dukes.
Maybe others I can't name. All right, so I'll give you the news here. We'll take a break, come back, reset, down with the King topic of the day. We'll get back to the Scataboo stuff. We'll get back to all the baseball hot stove. So I was texting with an industry source who said, quote, very unlikely that Pete comes back. The rumors you're hearing out there are very true that the Mets will not bend. I followed up saying, well, what do you think the Mets max would be? He said two plus one at around 30.
Pack his bags now. He's gone. And two plus one?
Meaning 2 years plus maybe an option.
I know what it means. Naylor got five.
At around 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Just...
Now again, this
he's is... Oh, wait. So the market was now set. The market was set?
No, hold on, Hoff. This is not gospel. Before I get crucified here, all I'm saying
is... I'm not crucifying you.
It's an industry source who knows how these things work. Otherwise, I wouldn't bring it to the air. And this is his opinion based on the information he has. So now I'm sharing it that it is unlikely that the Mets are going to bend. So if the Mets aren't going to bend, and then he goes on to reference that there are some teams that will, he thinks that Pete's going to get more than that.
Boston is going to go bonkers with their
offer.
He
said he's not sure about Boston. I'll give you the exact quote. I don't think it ends up being Boston, but maybe Cincy, maybe Tampa.
Tampa.
He also references the Angels, that there is some industry speculation. Quote, the market consensus is the Angels are going to be the stupid team to overpay.
There's always one. Are the Yankees on the list?
No, they're
good.
Not. Now,
good. I don't want him on the Yankees list at all.
Yeah, that's been reported. I was going to say, just, I don't know if I heard that off the air or on the air, but that's been reported. The Yankees have no interest in it.
Around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.